Turn you on like a nightlight. Red and blue corner, are you ready to fight? Ding, King Long, send it back like ping pong. Secret of Victoria without the wings on. Weenie, zucchini, bikini, pretty like Nikki. You ain't getting in, you're beckoning, embarrassing. Begging like a puppy on a lesson.
Please.
No card, no press. No shopping, no stressing. First arm, too cold and too hot to hold. Like Wu-Tang, stop before you hit the poo. I get it, I get it. Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm a
bad girlfriend, I'm a bad girlfriend, and I don't know when my birthday is. I don't know when your birthday is. A bad girlfriend, I'm a bad girlfriend, and I don't know when your birthday is. I don't know when your birthday is.
Hey baby, I'm sorry. Now I hurt your feelings. I love you and miss you so much. I wish I could kiss you.
No, not at all. You're a fool if you think that I'm a crawl back. Business, checking your emails, what you've been tweeting, pictures you're feeling, no attention or mention, so I had to hit up all your friends. I went clubbing with Ben. Ben, what you gonna say then? Mama would say they're treating her mean, always keeps them keen, and they never wanna leave. But the light is green, and his mom hates me for whatever reason. I'm always gonna be that thing in between them. She's doing his cleaning, I'm watching TV, acting like I can't hear her. I didn't think so anyway, but if it comes, let it come. I'ma be ready any day.
Bad girlfriend, I'm a bad girlfriend, and I don't know when your birthday is. I don't know when your birthday is. A bad girlfriend, I'm a bad girlfriend, and I'm all up in your business. I'm all up in your business. Bad girlfriend, I'm a bad girlfriend, and I don't know when your birthday is. I don't know when your birthday is. A bad girlfriend, I'm a bad girlfriend.
Hello. And welcome to Edit Radio Podcast 329. You're listening to Janessa Williams, the lady responsible for your dose of all things pop, indie, hip-hop and R&B. That was Lola Coker with Bad Girlfriend. She's a new artist that I've become really obsessed with really quickly. If you like that track, I definitely recommend you check out the one she dropped last week. It's called GQ. And is all about guys who work in the city and hit on girls and think that they'll be impressed because they wear a suit. It's really funny. If you like your pop, super millennial and tongue-in-cheek, she's definitely the girl to be listening to this summer. That is my tip for you. So, speaking of summer, festival season has officially landed here in Leeds this week, which is why you might detect a little theme emerging across today's podcast. That's right, I'm dedicating the entire playlist to all things live at Leeds. The urban festival that takes in all of the city's venues this Saturday, 30th of May, if you're listening in the future, and it's a day of new, old and emerging music. I've been lucky enough to be invited down as press for my second year, and I'm already really excited to get stuck in. So if you spot a girl wearing 12 different colours, massive hair, nose stuck in a programme trying to figure out which venue to go to next, it's probably me, and you should give me a wave. Enough of my attempts to make friends. I've got a lot of music to get through, so let's get into it. Taking to the Key Club at 7:30, this is a band I've only just discovered but loved immediately because they ticked the number one box on my musical list, and that is strong feminist credentials. This is Norwegian band Slutface with Sponge State.
In my lip, and they're keeping me shut tight. I put my headphones on, you see me putting up a fight, and all of my encounters shoved in my
Was, of course, We Are Scientists with It's a Hit, taken from their debut record, a record I still love today, called With Love and Squalor. Back in the day, me and my brother absolutely ruined that record. We played it so much, and I'm really excited to be taking Taylor, my brother, as my plus one to this festival, because he's never actually seen them play live, and I know that that's going to be pretty special. For the rest of you out there who are probably feeling a little bit nostalgic right now, I would thoroughly recommend you get yourself on Twitter and check out the Indie Amnesty hashtag. If you missed it when it was trending worldwide, it's basically people sharing their memories of the glory days of indie. And for those of you around my age particularly, so kind of like 28 to 21, it really will be a very embarrassing trip down memory lane that involves a lot of questionable choices, most of which seem to involve either neon leggings, Enemy club nights, or an unhealthy obsession with Hadouken. Of all three I dabbled in, I'm embarrassed to say. But We Are Scientists will be playing Leeds University Union at 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. So I'm going to be dashing between their set and Ratboy, who's at the Brudenell Social Club immediately after. But I definitely won't miss that. Seems like quite a lot of my day is actually going to be spent camped out at Leeds Student Union, as also playing there will be Spring King, a band who come from Manchester but sound a hell of a lot like LA. This is Rectifier.
Give me decisions, I give you my struggles, and I get out of sight. She knows me so well. It's crazy when I think of it, but my heart just needs help. Maybe later we could parlay. Now looking back, I guess it was a kind of hazy. Got me caught up and frustrated in love. Looking back, how did things always get so heavy? Always escalating every touch. You say la, 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 la. To me, finding new functions, still running from the same fears. Now looking back, I guess it was a kind of hazy. Got me caught up and frustrated in love. Looking back, how did things always get so heavy? Always escalating, never retouch. You say la 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 la.
And Julian Casablancas somehow in the dim distant future had a baby, I reckon they'd probably look and sing a little bit like the artist you've just heard. That was Will Joseph Cook. He's 19 years old and will be playing one of Leeds' smaller venues, The Wardrobe, at 4 p.m. at Live at Leeds. The song was called Girls Like Me and has just been picked up by Radio 1, which is a fact that will make our founder Kevin very happy, as he has been championing this boy for an absolute age. When Live at Leeds boast of being able to show you artists before they get big, they really aren't joking. One of the reasons I love the festival so much is that for £32, you can either plan out your day meticulously, or you can just wander around the city and literally stumble into something great. Whether it be the 1975 or Ed Sheeran playing Leeds Cockpit just a few years ago, which seems absolutely ridiculous now, or my personal favourite memory, which was watching King Krul play in Leeds Trinity Church. There is every chance that you can be that guy who boasts their mates later about being there first and totally being ahead of all the hipsters. There is, of course, also a hefty dose of homegrown talent at Live at Leeds. One of the big names for this year is the city's very own Vitamin, who describe themselves as sounding somewhere between the Maccabees and Bombay Bicycle Club. See what you reckon. This is their newest single, Waterfall.
My hands are shaking. And- throw me in a waterfall. Now I know it is too cool. It's warm beneath the water when the fear is gone. Now I know it's too cool. It's warm beneath the water when the fear is gone. And I go 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 and say sorry. I'm sorry. And I go 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 and say sorry. I'm sorry. To throw me in a waterfall.
That was the not-so-dulcet tones of Los Campesinos with Cemetery Gate, one of my all-time favourite bands who I was actually lucky enough to interview at Live at Leeds back in 2012. They'll be playing Leeds University Union at 8:45pm, where I hope, I pray, to finally hear some of that long-awaited new material. Before that was Vitamin with Waterfall. You can catch them at 9pm in the Brudenell Social Club, which is actually my favourite venue in Leeds. Or if you fancy it, you can now read an exclusive interview with their frontman right now over on my blog, safetyandsound.com. How was that for a seamless plug? Anyway, it's time to slow things down. It's no secret that I like a bit of sultry R&B, and this next artist is someone I've been very excited about seeing, but keep missing out on for whatever reason. His name's Loyal Kana. He was on the BBC Sound of 2016 long list, and he'll be playing the Brudenell Social Club at 10pm. This is Ain't Nothing Changed.
I kinda miss my student loan. I miss sitting in the student home, sharing stories. Now I simmer, sipping sort of wrong, walking like I've been talking the talk, but can't afford a phone. Trust, I'm all alone, panicking to play it safe. This talk of paper chase is forcing me to stay awake, living this layer cake where others will say it straight. Say they got my back and that they're praying I'ma pave the way, like it's the great escape. Brothers doing better than me, I'm in a hurry, worry what if they forget about me. I'm just another number, nothing when the check will bounce. See, I went moving for money, but there's nothing but debt around me. So when the rest have found me bugging in the brain, and I'm somewhere between the struggle and the strain. They ask why every fucking song the fucking same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Trust, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Cause this is for the men of the house who were far too young. See, your friends are going out before you can't do none. You're raising funds for your mother and you can't do sons. Up in the rubble, raising trouble, what you can't do is run. And trust, I feel it, I feel it, but can't conceal it. See, this inner city responsibility's killing me. I start to shiver when I think of all the shit I need, and see all my brothers burning paper on that sticky greed. Picking the thickest leaves, stuck in the mist, saying this shit I should've quit but couldn't fucking resist. And now they sit with a lark, a little luck and a wish, but trust they still blow their mother a kiss. They're living up in the bits and slip stagger through the puddles in the pain, somewhere beneath the rubbles in the rain. They ask why every fucking song the fucking same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing change. Saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Trust, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed.
Having your song featured on a Boohoo advert is the pinnacle of fame, then That Last Lady has definitely made it. That was the fantastic Izzy Bizu with White Tiger. You can catch her live at 6:30 at the O2 Academy before immediately making your escape, because the crowds will be closing in ahead of headliner Jess Glynn's slot. Not that I have anything against her, but I think at a festival like Live at Leeds, probably much more else to see. But while we're in a poppy mood, I'm going to keep the good times rolling and throw you some Carly Rae Jepsen vibes. Playing Belgrave Music Hall at 4 p.m, this is Girlfriend with Waste My Time.
The chances of getting what I want are looking slim to none. I haven't got a hope in Hades. Your words echo through my heart, run through me like a secret fire.
Girlfriend with Waste My Time, and this is unfortunately the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to today's Live at Leeds Festival special. If any of today's tunes have tickled your fancy, there are still tickets available, and there's plenty of free open air stages about the city too, if you just happen to be about in Leeds. Definitely worse ways to spend a bank holiday, eh? Normal service will resume next time, but until then, I leave you with the artist I am most excited about watching this weekend. This is Declan McKenna with his FIFA-baiting track, Brazil. See you later.
Game out in Brazil. I wanna play the beautiful game alone.